This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. As the American people are celebrating Thanksgiving Day, I'd like to point out a few things for which we really and truly must be thankful for. But at first glance, that doesn't seem to make much sense, because I will be talking about terrible events which are going to happen and occur on this planet. But yes, it does make sense, because that reminds us that we need to be thankful to God that this terrible evil age is soon over, and that God is going to send His Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to bring about true justice, true freedom, and peace. Mankind has tried for about 6,000 years to govern this planet and has miserably failed. And what we are seeing now is a continuation of these failures, as I will explain, as I will talk about in a moment. Christ said that times will be so bad just prior to His return that unless He were to intervene, no human being would survive. We are talking about this in terms of Great Tribulation, Day of the Lord. Imagine that. No human being would survive. Mankind will have reached a point where they are going to eradicate themselves from this planet. Unless God were to intervene by sending His Son Jesus Christ to shorten these terrible days. Now, we have told you for years to watch the Middle East. There are so many hotspots in the world right now which easily could ignite, humanly speaking, World War III. But the Bible makes it very clear that World War III will begin in the Middle East, pertaining to events occurring there. And we have also told you for years to watch the relationship between Israel and Iran, and that in all likelihood a nuclear war is going to be fought against these nations and between those nations. And then a very powerful bloc is going to intervene to try to stop that. And they will occupy Jerusalem. And they will occupy a temple which is going to be built by the Jews prior to Christ's return. And at that time then, World War III will be in full swing, and it will involve all the nations on this earth, including the United States of America, including Europe, including Russia, including China, including, of course, Great Britain, and, of course, Israel and the Arab nations. That's why we are talking about World War III. Now, on November 22, the Jerusalem Post had this to say. Israel has issued a stark public warning to its allies with a clear argument. Current proposals regarding Iran guarantee the perpetuation of a crisis, backing Israel into a corner from which military force against Iran provides the only logical exit. Israel is telling the world that it will not wait to see whether inspectors do their jobs as ordered. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened the use of force against Iran several times since 2009, even seeking authorization from his cabinet in 2011. Iran's program has since grown in size and scope. And of course, the question is raised, well, is this just idle talk? But here is the continuation of the article. The Prime Minister is a very serious man who knows the serious responsibility that rests on his shoulders. He wouldn't say the statements that he made if he didn't mean them. People have underestimated Israel many, many times in the past, and they underestimate it now. An Israeli governmental official is quoted here. Newsmax added on November 24, if negotiators allow Iran to continue with its nuclear energy program, Israel may have no choice but to launch preemptive military strikes against Iranian targets to delay development of nuclear weapons, former Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz said. And he goes on to say that Dershowitz called military strikes on Iran the second worst option, the worst being a scenario in which Iran becomes a nuclear power. Given past threats by Iranian politicians to destroy the Jewish state. Now, of course, you might have heard that the negotiations were extended until July or August of next year. And both the Americans and the Germans and the Europeans are talking about the fact that the negotiations have progressed. There's sign of hope, but we needed more time. Now, nothing could be further from the truth. First of all, notice what the EU Observer said on November 25. If the process succeeds, big if, it will give the West a fully fledged partner in its fight against the Islamic State, or ISIS, and open a new market of 76 million people. If it fails, it could end in an Israeli-Iran war. He goes on to say that Benjamin Netanyahu told BBC that Iran is like Nazi Germany on the end of World War II, or at the eve, rather, of World War II. If this position of non-appeasement had been taken against Germany in the 1930s, it would have offended German pride, but it would have saved millions of lives, he said. Now, of course, the problem is that while this all is going on, Iran has won, and the Western powers have completely and totally lost. There is no benefit in what the Western powers have gained in extending those negotiations. They say, well, of course, we are going to have a partner then in Iran against our fight against ISIS. Well, what people don't understand but should understand is that ISIS is a radical Sunni group. And of course, Iran, they are Shiites. And the Shiites and the Sunnis, they just absolutely hate their guts. It's not the West needing Iran to fight ISIS, but as Dershowitz said, it's Iran needing the West to fight ISIS. And so Iran is a complete winner, and Iran knows it. Here's an article by Newsmax dated November 25 saying that senior Iranian leaders are celebrating the 7 months extension of nuclear talks with the United States and five other international powers as a victory for Tehran and the U.S. surrender to the Islamic Republic's military might. Many nuclear experts believe that the 7 month extension in the nuclear negotiations will give Iran more time to continue its nuclear work and move closer to developing a bomb. Iran's nuclear stockpile has continued to grow during the nuclear talks. And here's Greg Jones, a nuclear analyst with the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center. He said that Iran currently has a uranium stockpile that would probably support the production of about 4 nuclear weapons and will be likely to be able to produce more by the end of June 2015. Iranian officials are openly ridiculing the United States and bragging that their regime's nuclear rights will be recognized soon. And President Barack Obama is the weakest of U.S. presidents, and his time in the White House has been humiliating, a top Iranian official said last month. Americans witnessed their greatest defeats in Obama's era. Terrorism expanded. The U.S. had huge defeats under Obama, and that is why they want to compromise with Iran, this official said. So we are clearly seeing, aren't we, that Iran is on their way to build a nuclear bomb. And Israel is not going to accept that. And the Western powers, including the United States, apparently are too weak to stop it. They might be saying things differently, but they are too weak to stop it. And ISIS comes into play because they feel, the Western powers feel, that they need Iran in their fight against ISIS. But there's another interesting development going on in the Middle East pertaining to Israel and Jerusalem, which again should wake us up if we are asleep. The Los Angeles Times wrote on November 21 that the biblical Mount Moriah, the site of the ancient Jewish temples and of Islam's third holiest venue, has for the last half century been governed by an arrangement known as the status quo, under which only Muslims are allowed to pray on the plateau, Jews, largely adhering to mainstream rabbinical injunctions against ascending the mount and perhaps inadvertently treading on the Holy of Holies, The inner sanctum where the Ark of the Covenant was once kept. What a ridiculous concept, really, to think about it. But anyhow, so they prayed instead at the adjoining Western Wall. For several months, though, a movement spearheaded by Jewish activists has surged to greater prominence. The dispute over the holy site appears on track to intensity, not ease. And if you followed the news, you know all the problems which have occurred, including the attempted murder of a Jewish rabbi there at that place. A Tel Aviv University survey this month indicated that while a relatively slender majority of Israeli Jews, 56%, supported retaining the status quo, more than one-third wanted the prayer ban lifted, even if it resulted in bloodshed. Columnist Nahum Barnea observed in the Jiddiot Aharonot newspaper that the shift from a national conflict to a religious one could unleash forces neither side could control. And yes, the Bible says that the temple is going to be built, sacrifices are going to be given, and then a European power, mighty European power bloc, will intervene to stop that, trying to perhaps create peace, the way they might say it, but that will unleash those forces. That will bring about World War III. And the Bible makes this very clear. And we have several booklets which point that out. The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord explains to you exactly what is going to happen. Another one, Europe in Prophecy, the unfolding of end-time events, is also going to explain to you, insofar as Europe is concerned, how they are going to intervene. And you need to know what is happening, focusing more on Europe than the United States. The United States will not play any part in the future. Here's another one, Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever, which also goes into the prophesied events. And that's why we have been telling you, watch the Middle East. Watch what is going on there. And then later, of course, Russia, China, and all these countries will be engaging in this world war fighting against Europe. It's tremendous when you think about what God has already revealed in His Word, what is going to happen. And yes, we should be thankful for the fact that God knows exactly what is going to have to happen. He has it in its hands. He will not allow for mankind to destroy themselves. He will send His Son Jesus Christ back to usher in the wonderful world tomorrow, a new age, the kingdom of God being restored here on this earth. And you know, you might have the potential to be part of that new rule under Jesus Christ. If you are called in this day and age into the Christian way of life, you might very well end up being one of the rulers under Christ to help mankind during the millennium and beyond to live in peace and getting to the point where they have a change of heart, understanding what leads to war and what avoids war. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.